Okay, today is Daf Mem Dalet, where I'm giving a little bit, second line from the bottom, by the Gemara. So Gemara says like this.
Recording now?
Yes. Vaksiv, it says, V'chal Adam lo yihye ba'ol moed. Nobody could be in the Ol Moed. What's the question? The question is, and the Mishnah said that the Kohen that was stirring the dam, so it didn't congeal, was four rows, according to Rashi, that there were tiles, right? So it was the fourth row in the Heichal. Says the Gemara, that can't be, because it says, V'chal Adam lo yihye ba'ol moed. Nobody's there when the Kohen Gadol is doing the Avodah. So what do you mean it's in the fourth row in the Ol? That can't be, right? No, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Tani Shal Heichal. No. He was the fourth row out of the Heichal. Not the fourth row in, the fourth row out. Okay, he was standing in the fourth row outside, that's okay. That way, that's where he was allowed to be. Tana Rabbanan, V'chal Adam Lo Yiyah Ba'ol Moed. It says nobody could be there. Yachal, I would think, Afilu Ba... But it must mean outside, because nobody could be there. Yachal, I would think, Afilu Ba'azara. That even was true in the Azara. Talmud Lomer, Ba'ol Moed. No, in the Azara you could be, right? So if you see the map, the picture of the Beis HaMikdash, there's the Azara. Then there's the space called Bein HaMizbeach L'Ulam, which has more Hashivas. Then the Ulam, then the Heichal, then the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So I could be, when the Kohen Gadol's there, can I be in the Azara? Yes. Ein li ela Ba'ol Moed. I only know that you can't be in the Ol Moed. Sheba Midbar, Shiloh, Ubeis Olamim. I'm sure Midbar Shiloh. Sheba Midbar Shiloh. I only know you can't be in the Ol Moed in the Midbar, in the Mishkan, where it's called Ol Moed. Beis Olamim Minayin. What about the Beis HaMikdash? It's not called Ol Moed. It's called Azar. Talmud Lama. It's called the Kodesh. Kad Lama Ba Kodesh. It says Kodesh. The Achron has an unbelievable point over here. The Masifta points out. What about the Gemara doesn't ask? What about Novin Givon? Gemara says, well, I only know about the Midbar and Shiloh. What about the Beis HaMikdash? What about... If you hold that Novin Givon was like the Mishkan, then it's no different than the Mishkan. Then he points out over here, the Mikdash David points out that in the Novin Givon, there was no Aron Kodesh. Now, it's true that in the second Beis HaMikdash also was no Aron Kodesh. That's true. But in the second Beis HaMikdash, there was a Makam Aron Kodesh. There was a Kodesh Kedashim, but just there was no Aron there. Novin Givon, the Aron was taken. So that's sort of like a Pagam, and therefore he says a Chiddush, that by Novin Givon, there was no Avodah Yom Kippur in the Kodesh Kedashim. How do you know anyone can't be there? Well, no one was there anyway. There was no Avodah. That's a big Chiddush. There was no Avodah, because some say, it feels like the Mishkan, no different. But if you're saying it was more than the Mishkan, it was like a halfway between the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash. There was no Aron there. It was taken. It was stolen. It's not like the second Beis HaMikdash, where there was no, not like that. And therefore, there was no Avodah Yom Kippur in the Kodesh. It's interesting. Anyway, Ein li ela b'shas haktara. I only know this is true that nobody could be around during the haktara. B'shas matan daman minayin. What about when the sprinkling of the dam? What about that? Talmud Lomar, it says bivo'o. Okay. Bivo'o l'chaper. Anytime is a kapara. Ein li ela b'chnisaso. I only know this is true when they went in. B'tiyaso minayin. What about when they went out? Talmud Lomar, I'd say so, till they come out. Then it says, V'chiper ba'ado uba'ad beiso uba'ad kol kahal Yisrael. Now, kaparaso kodemes l'kaparas beiso. Your kapara comes before the kapara of your house, your wife, your kids. Kaparas beiso kodemes l'kaparas achiv kahanim. And your kapara comes before the rest of your fellow kahanim. And that kapara comes before everybody else. That was the order. First the Kohen, Gadol, then his wife and kids, then all the Kahanim, then Klal Yisrael. So Amar Mar, we said a minute ago, we're going to get back to that order in a minute, but Amar Mar, we said a minute ago, Ein li ela b'shas haktara. Only by the haktara is when the Torah really says that nobody can be here. My mashma, how do you know that? Amar Rava, the chenamar of Yitzchak Bar of Dimi, the chenamar of Elazar Amar Kra, it says v'chipar ba'ado uba'ad beiso, uba'ad kol kahal Yisrael. Ezehu kapara sheshavalo ulebeiso ulachav akahanim ulachal kahal Yisrael. Which avoda is the grand equalizer? Not karbanos. Because there's different karbanos for different people, and the kohen and the family, different story. Shir mishdaleach is for, so which one is the equalizer? Havyom is haktaris. Haktaris, haktaris. That's the same. Same avoda, everything is the same, and it applies to everybody. Uketaris mechaperis? What the heck, the katoris mechaper? Where do we find the katoris mechaper? The Gemara says, in, yes, it's mechaper, right? The Atari Rebbe Chanina, Wamadnu, the katoris, shemechaperis. We know that the katoris is mechaper. Why? Shemar, it says, Vayitenas akatoris veichaper alam. The katoris, this is by, this pasuk is written by Korach. After Korach sinned, Aaron came and he took the kapores, he took the ketores, and it was mechaper al ha'am. So what do you see? The ketores is mechaper. V'tani deberi b'shmoel, alma ketores mechaperes. What is ketores mechaper? Al lashon hara. It's mechaper for the sin of lashon hara. Davar, yavi, davar shebechashai. Let something come that's very quiet. V'yechaper al maise chashai. And let it be mechaper on something that's very quiet. Why is the Ketores quiet? No one's in there. So a few points. First of all, there's a Medrash Tanchuma that says like this. It's a pasuk in Mishlei that says, Shemenu Ketores Yitzmach Lev. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says that when you bring all the karbanos, I like nothing better than the Ketores, says Hashem. Ketores is the best. Why is it the best? Because every other carbon comes for a purpose. Chatas is for chasham, even an ola, even a shlamim. Everything's for, what's Ketores? No reason. Just because we have a relationship. That's the best, Hashem says, initially. So what's the answer? Okay, the answer is, he quotes from the all that's true, and there's still a little shemitz of a kapara. That's true, it's all just, even having said all that, it still comes for a purpose. Asks the Riva, why is Ketores more quiet than any carbon done lefnai velefnim, than the dam? Something that's done in secret, lashon hara, should be mechaper for something done when it's quiet. Well, the dam that's sprinkled in the Kodesh Kedoshim is also done in silence. It's also quiet. Why is Ketores better than that? So he gives two answers. First of all, because the Kohen counted. Achas. That didn't by Ketores, it was mamish quiet. But here the Kohen saying something, counting. And the second answer is because the Torah says that sprinkling the dam will be a kapara. So the Torah wasn't quiet about it. But by Ketores, it doesn't say boo. Torah says, bring Ketores. What reason? It doesn't say. It's much quieter. So the Ketores is something that's going to save you for Lashon Hara. So you can't. Now we can't go further without saying the following. The Gemara says that. That there's another memra. What? That pasuk was said by Korach, not Yom Kippur. And Korach, so we're going to get to that. So one second. There's a Gemara that says that what's the kapara for lashon hara? Not the Ketores.
Aaron used it a bunch of times.
What?
Aaron used it a bunch of times to say plagues and.
Only used it one time by Korach.
No, didn't even know.
What? No, you only use it one time by Korach, and you use it every Yom Kippur. So, there's a Gemara that says, what's the kapara for Lashon Hara? What's the kapara? Not Ketores. The Gemara says, the Me'il. The Kohen Gadol wore the Me'il. Why? Because something that makes noise, like Lashon Hara, should be Mechaper for something something that makes noise. The Me'il makes noise. The bells in the Me'il make noise. So how do you reconcile that? Is the Ketores which is quiet, or is it the Me'il which is noisy? So the Gemara answers, it depends. Was the Lashon Hara said before Hesia, or was it said Bitzina? If it's before Hesia, public Lashon Hara, then the Me'il helps you out. And if it's a private, then the Ketores helps you out. Which raises the question, but Aaron took Ketores. And that was a public Lashon Hara. What do you mean? Korach said it in front of everybody. Wasn't some private thing. Guy says to his neighbor, look at this, look what that guy looks like. Wasn't some private Lashon Hara. It was a public thing. So what's going on here? So it's a very good question, no? So the Chavetz Chaim answers that since the Lashon Hara was on Aaron himself is who made you the Kohen Gadol, right? Who made you the wear the Me'il? Since he was busy with Aaron himself, he needed the private Ketores to save him. Stop the Magifa.
A difficult answer. Question, very good question. Answer's a hard answer. No?
The Chavetz Chaim says that in the Shmiras Halashim. You know, he asked this question. Well, the Gemara asked the question. And the Gemara answers, for Hesia, fine, I understand the answer. Makar doesn't make sense. That was for Hesia. So what's he doing? What's Aaron running to get the private, the quiet kapara? He's wearing the me'il. It's a good question. Right? I'm not sure what the answer is. But maybe someone could think of an answer. Okay, and by the way, just in case you have a kasha about this, the Rabbeinu Parachya, who's a Rishon, says that none of this works without tshuva. It's not magic. The Kohen Gadol is wearing a me'il, so you can speak all Lashon Hara you want. It doesn't work that way. So if there's tshuva, what do you need the me'il for? I don't have answer to that question either. Right? Maybe the me'il inspires you to do tshuva? I don't know. Okay. Next. Okay, that was the easy part of today's daf. Now here we go like this. Tanan Hasam. We learned over where? In Pesachus Kalim, in the first paragraph of Pesachus Kalim, Mishnah Tess, it says like this. Parshin mi bein ulam la mizbeach b'shas haktara. During the haktara, nobody was allowed to be between the ulam and the mizbeach. You couldn't be in the kodesh, for sure not. You couldn't even be between the ulam and the mizbeach, which is the next holiest place in the grounds of the Beit HaMikdash. Okay? Amar Belazar, lo shanu el b'shas haktara dehechel. That was only true every day of the year, when the Ketores was in the Hechel. Aval, b'shas haktara d'lefnai v'lefnim, but when they went into the Kodesh Hashem on Yom Kippur, then, mehechel parshi, you had to leave the Hechel, but mibed ulam mizbech lo parshi. Between the ulam and the mizbech, he didn't have to leave. Why? Because he's so far away from you. He's all the way in the Kodesh Kedoshim. So if you have the Kodesh Kedoshim, then you have the Kodesh, then you have the ulam, then you have the bein mizbech lo ulam, then you're ready, well, out of stand. Masiv, Rav Adar Bar Ava, so Rav Adar Rava asked, V'amri la Kadi, another say, it was asked without, we don't know who asked it, just without a name, Rabbi Yossi says, Kishem Sheparshin, Yibin Ulam la Mizbeach, B'shas HaKtara, just like, it can't be between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, Kach Parshin, B'shas Matan Par, Kohen Mashiach, U'par Helam Davar Shal Tibur, U'si'iri Avodas Kochavim. So too, you had to leave the Kodesh when they were doing the following Karbanos. What are they? The Par Kohen HaMashiach, if the Kohen Gadol made a mistake, Par Helam Davar Shal Tibur, if Klai Yisrael made a mistake, or Si'iri, you know, Bezi made a mistake and Klai Yisrael followed it, U'si'iri Avodas Kochavim, or if the whole Klai Yisrael worshipped the idol, by mistake. During those three, now what's special about those three? What's special about those three is that the dam is done in the Hechel. Not by the big Mizbeach outside, in the Hechel. So says Rabbi Yossi, just like by the Ketores, nobody could be around, so too, by these three Korbanos, nobody could also be around. Tosfos asked, well, what about, why isn't Yom Kippur on this list? There were animals that were brought inside on Yom Kippur too. So Tosfos answers, because in Yom Kippur, there's some brought inside and some brought very inside. Since when I'm making Yosef not being so detailed, he left it out. Okay. Anyway, Hama Maila Yesh Bein Hechel Ubein Leulam Lamizbeach. What's the better? Why is the better between the Hechel and between the Ulam and the Mizbeach? In other words, what's better about the Hechel than about the area outside the Hechel? Says the Ein Gemara. Ella Shal Behechel Parshin Bein B'shas Haktara Ubein Shalom B'shas Haktara. Right. In the Hechel, you have to leave whether it's the time of the Haktara or Shalom B'shas Haktara, meaning when Shalom B'shas Haktara, the Matan Dam, Lefnai V'Lefnim, right? And Bein Ulam is Mizbeach, but in the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, in portion El B'shas Haktara, you only have to leave during the Haktara. What about the Matan Dam? You don't have to leave. So it's a kasha on Rabbi Yossi, who said it's not true, right? And by the way, Tosfos asks, look at the little Tosfos, ma. Now, of course, Tosfos points out, tuva ikka, there's a lot of differences between the Hechel and the area outside the Hechel. For example, there's a menorah in the Hechel, there's no menorah outside the Hechel. And there's a mizbeach in, right? Tuva ikal the mizbeach hazav umenorah v'shulchan umatadam and behechel masha enkein beulah lamizbeach el in prisha kama.
We're not talking about when you have to leave.
We're not talking about every difference. A lot of differences. We're not talking about when you have to leave. So the Gemara answers b'shas haktara miha parshi, but you have to be out of there b'shas haktara. My la b'shas haktara de lefnai v'lefnim. Doesn't it mean during the Shas HaKtara of Lefnai V'Lefnim, and it's a kasha on Rabbi Lazar, who said that B'Shas HaKtara Lefnai V'Lefnim, you don't have to go away from the Ulam, the Mizbeach area. So the Gemara says, lo, no, B'Shas HaKtaras Dehechel. It means even when you're doing Avoda in the Hechel, not in the Kodesh Kedoshim. I hachi hamayla v'sulo, that's the only difference. Ha'ikah, there's another difference. Ha'ikah hamayla. From the Hechel, you have to be out of there. Bein b'shas haktara d'day. Bein b'shas haktara d'lefnai v'lefnim. Whether they're in the mizbeach in the Hechel or in the Kodesh Kedoshim. V'ilu v'bid ula l'mizbeach. But between the ula and the mizbeach, lo parshi, you don't have to leave. Ela b'shas haktara d'hechel. Only when they're in the Hechel, not when they're in the Kodesh Kedoshim. If you're outside over there in the area between the ula and the mizbeach, right? The Gemara said.
Does this mean that during Yom Kippur, when the Kohen Gadol goes into the
Kodesh Kedoshim,
everybody has to leave the
Mizbeach? Yes. Yes.
Everybody goes outside.
Yes, there's no dispute about that. The question is, what if the Kohen Gadol is in the Hechel? Meaning he's doing the Dam on the Mizbeach.
Right.
Where can people still be? So they can't even be, some say here, they can't even be in the area between the Ulam and the Mizbeach.
So when
they're right outside the Ulam, they can't even be there.
So they
have to be behind the Mizbeach.
So that was a time when they did the Koran.
They did the Koran outside.
Outside.
Yeah, far away.
So what's the next thing that when they did the Koran, there's plenty of room. Who's outside?
Still a million people.
Yeah. Outside.
By the way, only Kahanim could be here anyway. We're only talking about Kahanim. Yisrael can't be here. Yisrael can't be after the Shaar Nicanor. He can only be the 11 Amos. After that, he can't go. So that's it. We're only talking about Kahanim anyway.
There's still
an ace. That's way outside.
Yeah, but still not room for a million people.
No, it's still not room. No, it's still an ace. But I'm saying.
All our vices have enough room.
Right. No, it's still an ace. The point is, these people, the point is only here. The Kohen Gadol goes to the Kodesh Kedoshim. Nobody can be in the Kodesh Kedoshim, for sure not. Nobody can even be in the Kodesh. Can they even be outside the Kodesh, standing, hanging around over there between the Bizbeach and the entrance to the Kodesh? It's machlokas.
It's about which avodas they were doing.
Does
it mean every day when they did the Torahs?
Yeah, nobody was there.
Nobody was there. The whole day, empty basement, which they did with Torahs and the Kodesh.
Correct.
Every day the Hechel's empty when they did the Kodesh.
Correct. So then I saw one of them, unfortunately, pointed out, but the Gemara said, the Mishnah said over there, when we did that, like 20, Daf Chaf, whatever, that the Kohen Gadol, that the Kohen, whoever did it, could bring in a friend to help him out. That was allowed. Because it's part of the avoda. Even though officially one person could do it, another guy used to help him out.
Would it have been a friend or the scan?
No. The guy that, remember, they did the lottery. I think it was the guy next to him. He won the right to do the Ketoret. It was a big segula, right? So the guy next to him would help him clean it up. Another guy. Okay, that's a, you know, Rovan, whatever it is. That was not a problem. I saw one of the corner point that out.
So every day they emptied the base of English twice a day. They
emptied the base of English. They emptied the
Kodesh.
Who's in the Kodesh anyway?
Who's
there anyway?
Only Kohanim
anyway.
There's a lot of work going on during the day.
Between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, there's nothing to do there.
You know where?
Think about it. The Ulam and the Mizbeach, there's nothing going on there.
The Ulam and the Mizbeach is the Ulam and the big Mizbeach.
Correct. Behind the Mizbeach, how much space was there between the Ulam and the Mizbeach? There's no space anyway. There's very little space.
Michael.
And then there's a staircase.
Right.
But nothing doing there. If you look at, there's a picture here. Nothing's going down there. Nothing's going on there. Like in this picture from the Masifta, there's virtually no space between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, except for a big, gigantic staircase. You know, like one of those big buildings in Washington, this massive staircase going up to the Ulam. So who's hanging out on that staircase? It's a little bit of a non-relevant machloka. If somebody wants to sit there and try to get a glimpse, he's not allowed to. Okay. Anyway, that's just basically what's going on. I know this is very technical back and forth. The question is, which avodos are done inside and where can't you be outside? It's a machlokas. Hakatani, Ella, Shebehechol, But if someone's in the Heichal, Parshin, they have to be out of there, Bein B'Shas Haktara, or Bein B'Shas Haktara. Whether they're doing Ketores, or they're doing other things with Dam. Ubein Ulam HaMizbeach, but if you're between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, Ein Parshin, Ella, B'Shas Haktara. If you're between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, then you only have to leave there during the Ketores portion, but not during any Karbanos. V'Ikah HaMaila, but there's another distinction. What's that? The Ilu, Mehechal Parshi, and the Hechal of the separation, Ben Kedusha Didei, Uben Kedusha Lufnai V'Lufnim. Right? In other words, in the Hechal, it's a distinction, Parshi, Ben Kedusha Didei, Ben Kedusha Lufnai V'Lufnim. What does that mean?
You have to leave the
Hechal. Ah! Right, you have to leave the Hechal for both of them.
Right, right.
The question is, between the Ulam and the Mizbeach, you have to leave. V'ilu ben Ulam Mizbeach. Ah, but V'ilu ben Ulam Mizbeach, lo Parshi, el Pekdusha de Hechal. If, in other words, I'm outside the Hechal. I'm right outside the Hechal. I'm sitting on that staircase. Do I have to leave this spot when the Kohen Gadol is in the Kodesh? Yes. Do I have to leave this spot when he's in the Kodesh Kedoshim? No. Why? Because I'm already one... Huh?
I can't see him.
I'm almost already one Kodesh removed. I'm out of the Kodesh. He's in the Kodesh Kedoshim. Where am I? I'm outside the Hechal. That's okay. You're always one area removed. Wherever the Kohen Gadol is, you're one area removed. If he's in the Kodesh Kedoshim, you can't be in the Kodesh. If he's in the Kodesh, you can't be Beit Ulam HaMizbeach. You always have to be one Kodesh place removed. Amarava, yeah. Shame Pirsha Achati. Yeah, same Prisha Achati. I'm talking about the idea of being removed. Exactly the details, you're right, I didn't say it. It wasn't said in that brisa. So it's not a kasha. The idea of being removed is true. How much you have to be removed, that's all details. Now, they're important details, but that's not a kasha on Rebbe Elazar, who said what apparently was a problem, because he wasn't mentioning all the details. Okay. Amar Mar, we said a minute ago, Kach Parshin, B'Shas Matan Par Kohen Mashiach, U'Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibor, U'Tzi'iri Avodas Kochavim. That when all these three karbanos were brought when somebody made a mistake. Somebody made a mistake and muttered something that was not mutter. Either the Kohen Gadol himself, the whole Klai Yisrael, or the whole Klai Yisrael regarding Avodah Zarah. There was a separate karban brought. These karbanos were unique. They were brought in the Heichal. So we said before, when that karban's being brought, nobody could be here. No spectators. So the Gemara says, Menola, how do we know that? How do you know that? No spectators. How do you know? Amar of Padas, Issy Kapar, Kapar Miyam Kippur. It's a Gzera Shava. Judson Bayam Kippur, nobody can be here. So too these, nobody can be here. Amar of Achabar Achva Ava. This is hard. Shma Mina, it's a Raya from here, that Milo's de Oraisa, that all these distinctions, I can't be here, and when this is going on, I can't be here, and when this is going on, I can't be here. All these Milo's, that this area is more Kodesh than the other area, all that is de Oraisa. It's all de Oraisa. This is not a Rabbana made this up. The Hachi Gemirila. And it's a tradition that we have. It doesn't say in the Torah anywhere like this. That between the Ulam and the Mizbeach is less holy than the Kodesh. It doesn't say any of that. It's all Doraisa. It's all tradition. Why does it have to be Doraisa? To E Salka Daita the Rabbanon. Because if it would be the Rabbanon, Maishna bin Ulam Vala Mizbeach, why is there a distinction between the Ulam and the Mizbeach? Now you have to realize something. The Ulam is not even a separate room. The Ulam is the antechamber to the Heichal. It's very long, and then behind the Ulam was the actual Kodesh, and behind that was the Kodesh Kedoshim. The Ulam itself, it's part of the Heichal. It's connected to the Heichal, right? But it doesn't have independent Kedusha, right? So the area is between the Ulam and the Mizbeach. That's another spot. Says the Gemara, all these distinctions are daraisa. Why? If it's a rabbanon, maishna bein ulam v'la mizbeach. Why is there a difference between the ulam and the mizbeach? Dilma, maybe mikri v'aili. What does that mean? Dilma mikri v'aili. What? Dilma maybe mikri v'aili. So we said before that you have to leave this area, right? Mikul Azara Namin Nifrishu. Why don't you have to leave the whole Azara? Maybe you have to leave the entire Azara. Why are you stopping between the Ulam and the Mizbeach? Oh, nobody can be here. What about the rest of the Azara? Well, there they can be hanging out. Why? Maybe they have to leave. Nobody here. Let them all leave the Azara. Let them go to the Ezra Sashim and hang out with the commoners. Why do they have to... Why here they're allowed to be here not?
Who may...
Huh? So is that the reason? Is it because of seeing? So the Gemara says, Mikul Azara Nami Nefeshu. Well, what's the reason why you can't be here?
Because you might stray in.
Not because you can see. The Gemara just says, Dilma Mikri Ba'ali.
No,
maybe...
No. If I'm like straying to the Kodesh, you're not going to make a mistake and go to the Kodesh. You make a mistake and go to that area behind the Mizbeach to the Ulam.
No, the Gemara just said, the Itzak and the Rabban and Maishnab and Ulam Mizbeach. Why can't I be here? Dilma Mikri Ba'ili. Maybe I'll walk into the Kodesh.
Right.
Why can't I be between the Ulam and the Mizbeach? Because I might forget and I'll walk into the Kodesh.
Right. So, I can't do that.
It might happen. So I'm one area removed to prevent that from happening.
I actually thought that it meant. That means you can't just go into that one area only, not the rest of the Kodesh.
It does mean that. It does mean that. It's a gzeira. I can't be here.
I can't be here because I might go there.
So kulam azara nami nifreshu. You should leave the entire azara. Why? Right. Because dilma mikri v'ayli ben ulam mizbeach. Whenever you're not allowed to be between the ulam and the mizbeach, and you're in the azara, maybe they'll walk there.
Right.
So the Gemara answers the obvious answer. Kivon delo mafsik midi. Kivon delo. No, I'm sorry. What? Kivon delo mafsik midi lo minkor. Well, I skipped a line. Did I skip?
No.
No, I didn't skip. Kivon delo. What?
You didn't skip.
Sorry, that's part of the question.
Oh, it's part of the question. Kivon delo mafsik midi lo minkor milsa. Since there's nothing separating it, you're not going to realize it's a separation. Azara, kivon. That's the answer. Azara kivon de ikka mizbeach achitzon de mafzik min kor milsa. There's a mizbeach here. Oh, I can't go past there. But when I'm behind the mizbeach, I won't realize there's a doorway here, and I can't go into the doorway. I won't realize that, so I can't be in. I can't have to go away. I have to be further away because I might walk in. It's a little bit of a difficult answer. How does it prove it's deraisa? Okay, so this gigantic Rashi proves how. He says, we have time to do it. 1 minute. He says it has to be a daraisa, otherwise it would be a gzera. And there's no such thing as a gzera, so the Gemara's question is only premised on the fact that it's a daraisa. Because if it were a darabanan, it would be a gzera. I can't be ben ulam mizbeach, because maybe I'll walk into the heichal. Why can't I go in the azara? Because I might walk into the behind the azara. That's a gzera. And I wouldn't be going to gzera. It must be to daraisa. Does that make sense?
No.
That's
a loaded question, by the way.
Does
that make sense?
No, Michael, is that what he says?
Yeah,
it does. Right. Okay. Amar Rava. Says Rava. Why don't we give the answer that's cool had gzerihi? I don't know. But alright, that's what Rashi says. Amar Rava. Shmamina. You see from here, Kedushas Ulam Vehechel, that the Kedusha of the Ulam and the Hechel are Chada Milsehi. It's really one Kedusha. Even though the Heichal is just a walk entranceway, nothing goes on in the Heichal. There were rooms there for things. I think the knives were in there. There were rooms for things in the Heichal. But that has the same Kedusha. Whatever goes on in the Heichal is the same Kedusha as the Ulam. Right? Because if you want to tell me it's two separate Kedushos, then Ulam Gufa Gzeira. I can't be in the Ulam. Why? Because maybe I'll walk into the Heichal. Venekam Venigzar Gzeira Gzeira. And I made a gzera l'gzera. I can't even be in the ulam. Has to be outside. That's a gzera l'gzera. Obviously, it has the same kedusha. So much as low. No, maybe not. Ulam ubein ha ulam mizbeach chada kedushi. Now maybe the ulam and the area between the ulam and the mizbeach. That's the single kedusha. Heichal of ulam shtei kedushas. And the heichal and the ulam have two different kedushas. So you can't even be there because it's the same kedusha as the ulam. And then you might go into the heichal. So we don't have an answer to that question. So a lav dafka, the same kedusha, it doesn't have to be, and it wouldn't be a problem of gzera. Okay, that finished that very hard Gemara. It wasn't so hard, just like so many different factors going on. Okay, next. The Gemara, the Mishnah said that b'chol yom ha'yachot b'shal kesef. Every day, the shovel of the keturah was made out of silver, and today it was made out of gold. My taima, why was it every day made out of silver? So the Gemara answers, my timer, why was it every day not made out of gold? Because Hatara Chasa Amamon and Shal Yisrael. The Torah doesn't want to have to, because it gets, when you use gold, it's going to get all ruined after a while. It's always getting burnt with Ketoret and coals. So it's expensive. So the Torah was chas on the Mamon Shal Yisrael, and therefore, you know what, make it out of silver. Once a year, Yom Kippur, make it out of gold.
But this rule doesn't apply in the Beis
HaMikdash. Right, there's a separate concept called in Aniyah B'Makom HaShiras. That's a stira that someone sent a letter to, the Tshuva Me'ava wrote a letter to the Noda B'Yehuda, and he said there are four places in Shas where it says Torah chas on Mamon Shal Yisrael, and they all, is a stira, because you have a concept called in Aniyah B'Makom HaShiras. And there are four places in Shas where the Gemara says in Aniyah B'Makom HaShiras. Well, in a rich place, they don't skimp. There's no skimping in the White House. They don't reuse things. They don't do that. Same thing in the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash is not cheap, right? So it's a good question. I didn't understand the answer. He was answering with kalim, but the Gemara says that the Rambam says that about the Big Day Kahuna. But the reason why they wouldn't reuse the Big Day Kahuna and the Zavakam Hashiras. You don't have to be cheap and use the Big Day Kahuna again. Get new ones. So that's not kalim. I don't understand. It's a good question. If anyone has an answer, I'd love to hear an answer. Why do you, sometimes we say that and sometimes we say that?
Well, the thing with the silver, they just scooped it with the silver and they poured it into the gold well.
Right. Right. So why do they use gold? Why don't they use gold every day?
If you scoop it with gold, it would like wear out the gold.
Exactly. So they wanted it to be a little economical.
Right.
They don't want to make you waste the gold.
In other words, scooping it with the silver didn't in any way increase the luxury of the service.
In a way it did, because silver is cheaper than gold. So using silver, you're not using gold. So we're using it for economical reasons. So that's funny, because we say in
Anis
Makamashiras.
They still carry it,
but
it
doesn't mean you have to waste money. It's not like you have to be...
I understand.
What about Abraham and Asher?
So we said yesterday, it's a good kasha, the Gemara, so one of the, I think Tosafot Shana said, you only say Enkateg and Asher Senegar by Begadim.
Yeah, not Kalim.
Not Kalim. Why is that?
Why is that?
I don't know. Not only that, the Gemara says...
Because they were all made of gold.
I think it was gold inside. Well, you take out the menorah, you take out the shulchan, you're going to take
out... Right, the menorah, the shulchan, the aron, everything had gold.
So the truth is that there's a Gemara in Rosh Hashanah that in the Beit HaMikdash, they wouldn't put gold on the shofar in Rosh Hashanah. You can't put gold on the shofar because ain't going to take an Asher Senegar. So I heard a Rosolowski once said, that's because the shofar has an Indian of tefillah.
Yep.
And for tefillah also ain't going to take an Asher Senegar. So right. So there's two things, Kalim and tefillah. So the shovel's neither of those. So you might as well.
Nothing in Mizbeach is an issue of fuel also.
What?
No.
I mean, the whole Beit HaMikdash has to be out of gold. But it does have some aspect of tefillah in some level, right? It's
but
a voda.
But the pharaohs would see to make in gold.
Exactly.
The himself wants to be made in gold.
Exactly. What can we do about that? You want to add on extra gold? No, don't do that. It's enkatek and asas and anger. Don't do that. Right? You're conjuring up bad images. Right? Vayom chodesh al zav uboho yamachnis. My time, Mishum Choshen the Kohen Gadol. Everything that was done to make it easier in the Kohen Gadol. If you have a longer handle, it's easier to hold it. So it's easier for the Kohen Gadol. It's a busy day, a tired guy. B'chol Yom Shal Arbas Kavin. Now, Tana, we said like this. Nispazru Lo Kav. We had four Kav going into three Kav. So what happened to the fourth Kav? The answer is it fell on the floor. Kav Gachal Mechabdin La'ama. They would scoop it up to the Ama. Which Ama is this? It's big Machlokas, Rashi, the others. Is that stream? Or is it some other Ama? I don't know. Tani chad kav, tani adach kabayim. One place it says one kav, one place it says two kav. The mishlo mahach tani kav, the rabbanon. So the rabbanon said one kav extra. Elo hach tani kabayim, nami mani lo rabbanon v'lo rabbi yosi, because rabbi yosi is going to say six kav. So what's going on? I'm rav chister rishol benov shol biyochan ben broki. Someone else. Tanya rishol benov shol biyochan ben broka. Omer rishol kabayim. How you machnas? It was a two kav. Rabashi amar fil tam rabbi yosi v'hachi kamar. B'chayim hayichot b'shel sa midbarios. Umar will talk Shlosha Kavin Yerushalmios, which somehow is two kav. So I'm not those measurements mean somehow it's two kav. So it's not a kash on him. It's a machlokas. How many extra kav they really were? Okay, do a little more. B'chol yom ha'isa kveda v'yom kala. Every this day it was heavy, and then it was light. And now it was this day it was light. What's heavy and light? Tana b'chol yom. The shovel was every day was heavy, but today they made it lighter. Had they made it lighter? B'chol yom ha'isa gedola. Every day it was big, ava, wide. Hayom rach. Today it was thin. The gold was thin. B'chol yom ha'isa kitara. Every day it was short handle. Hayom arucha. Today it was long. My time. Kadesh day zoro shakol gadol misiato. He was able to hold it under his arm and have his arm support the weight of the shovel. Tana, b'chol yom lo hayelo niyashtik, hayom hayelo niyashtik. Divri ben asagan. Every day there was no niyashtik, but today there was a niyashtik. What's a niyashtik? There, in the Masifta has a picture of it. There are four explanations of what it is. Either it was a ring at the end, so it's easier to hold the shovel maybe with a ring. You could put your and how it makes a difference. What?
A handle.
No, a ring at the end of the handle.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's the handle, like what we have on our shovels today.
Right. Or the it means that the handle itself had an overlay of gold that made it heavier. Or the shovel had a cover, which made it heavier.
Also thinner and thicker.
What?
Because it was thinner. And
right. Also, the fourth one, the Me'iri says, the Ashtik means that the shell had a base, which made it heavier.
Making it heavier, then it's supposed to be lighter.
Right?
Yeah.
Right.
It's
right.
supposed
yeah.
to be lighter.
You just said it makes
it
heavier.
Oh.
It's heavier. No. Hayom Hayle in the Ashtik. Had in the Ashtik.
In certain diagrams, you'll see they had like an armband where it fit on his shoulder.
Oh, okay.
There was like
a strap?
Like a piece of gold. It was an extension of the handle. If this is the handle and it comes up like this and it fits over his shoulder, so he can use
so
his
I don't
shoulder,
know.
It rests on his shoulder and he can hold it.
So all these things somehow made it easier.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. It's Rashi, Tosfos, Ritva, and Me'iri. We have four different pictures here. What it was somehow made it easier. I'm not exactly sure. All right. We'll stop here and we'll pick up tomorrow. Tomorrow that got it to about gold in the beginning.
Yeah.
Everyone have a good day.
Right. There was a when I saw that picture. So